The little town of London. In the heart of a vast land, there was a charming little town named London. Now, this wasn't the big city you might be thinking of, but a magical place where the houses were painted with every color you could imagine, and the streets were lined with candy cane lampposts. Every morning in London, the sun would peek over the hills, and the clock tower, right in the center of the town, would chime, sending melodious notes floating on the breeze. The townsfolk of London were merry, with smiles as warm as a freshly baked pie. In this London, cats wore little hats and politely tipped them to greet you, and the dogs carried the morning newspaper in their mouths directly to your doorstep. The birds sang in harmony like a feathery choir, and everywhere you looked, there were flowers dancing in the sunlight. London had a special river that sparkled like diamonds in the day and glowed with the colors of the rainbow at night. It was called the Silvery Thames, and it was home to friendly fish that loved to tell tales and whisper secrets to those who listened closely. The children of Little London spent their days playing hide-and-seek among the willow trees and hopscotch on patterned cobblestone paths. Life was simple, and joy overflowed like the waters of the Silvery Thames. Perhaps the most wonderful thing about London was the great fair that took place once every month. There would be gigantic balloons that brushed the clouds, and an enchanted carousel with creatures not just of horses but of imagination itself. As night fell, the stars would twinkle high above, and the northern lights would put on a show just for the town of London. Then, with hearts full of happiness, the little ones would snuggle under cozy blankets, dreaming of the next day's adventures in their beloved London town.